Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to PSP Projects Limited Q3 and nine months FY24 results conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shravan Shah, VP Research and Analyst from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Tushar. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I am pleased to welcome you all on the PSP Projects Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. P.S. Patel, Chairman, MD, and CEO, along with Ms. Hital Patel, CFO of the company. We will begin with the opening remarks from the management, followed by an interactive Q&A session. I will hand over the floor to Mr. Kenan Patel, Company Secretary, for disclaimer, and then the management will have opening remarks. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Shravan. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of the management, I am pleased to welcome you all to the PSP Projects earnings conference call to discuss Q3 and nine months FY24 financial results. The presentation, which we have uploaded on Stock Exchange and our website today, including the discussions that we will be having in this call, contains or may contain certain forward-looking statements concerning our business prospects and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and actual results could materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. Please note a copy of our disclosures is available on the investor section of our website as well as on the Stock Exchanges. Now, I shall hand over the call to our Chairman, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Kenan. Good evening, everyone. A warm welcome to the earnings call conference call of PSP Projects Limited to discuss the unaudited financial results for the third quarter and nine months ended on 31st December 2023. We concluded the board meeting this morning and uploaded details to investor presentation on Stock Exchange and website for your review. I hope you got a chance to review the same. I will begin sharing certain important highlights that took place during the quarter. During quarter three FY24, the company completed seven projects. The major projects completed are residential project for Adani Realty, industrial warehousing project of precast at various locations in Gujarat, precast box culverts for Reliance Jamnagar. During quarter three FY24, the company was awarded two projects. The major projects awarded are Kamal Kush Campus at Gandhi Ashram, one of the initial projects part of the massive development government plans to do for the Gandhi Ashram, and second is Gujarat Biotechnical Research Center at GIFT City, Gandhinagar. Company has received an order inflow to the tune of 1,060 crore excluding GST and lowest bidder L1 in the total order of value of 1,222 crore till end of nine months FY24. As on today, post receipt of recent letters of acceptance, the order inflow is to the tune of 1,995 crore and total L1 order of value of 928 crore. We are fairly in line with the order inflow guidance provided for this fiscal financial year. As on nine months FY24, the outstanding order book was to the tune of 4,443 crore, a decline of 12% on year-on-year basis on account of faster execution of projects and higher number of completion of ongoing projects as completed to order inflow. Out of the outstanding order book, the private projects comprises of 49%, while government project comprises of 51%. As on 31st December 2023, there are 49 ongoing projects, 87% of which are based in Gujarat and 13% in UP. Till date, the company has completed 219 projects in total since inception, with 84% private projects and balance as government projects. In October 2023, the company was bestowed with an award of fastest growing construction company in India below 2,000 crore turnover category, fourth year in a row at the 21st Construction World Global Award 2023. Now, I would like to share certain essential developments that took place in the project side. Regarding Surat Diamond Bourse, as per our release dated 7th December 2023, your company has filed a commercial civil miscellaneous application seeking an interim measurement under Section 9 of the Arbitration and Conciliation Act before the Honorable District Court. Your company prayed to the Honorable Court to grant an interim relief in form of injunction and to pass an order directing the respondent to deposit an amount of 538.59 crore along with interest thereon amongst other relief. The case is at the stage of arguments and pending before the Honorable District Judge Surat. The matter is adjourned to February 12, 2024. Regarding UP projects, during the quarter, the revenue book for all projects is to the tune of 250 crore and on 9 months FY 24, the total revenue book is 1429 crore. Cumulatively, all the UP projects are at an advanced stage and nearing completion. Regarding SNC administrative building, the project is moving as per planning and schedule. The rafts are completed during the quarter. The revenue book to the tune of 49 crores and as of 9 months FY 24, the total revenue book is 171 crore. Ethan ma'am will share the financial performance of the company in detail with you. I would like to highlight that now your company has entered into different league of building projects. We are getting pre-qualified and are building for a large size project across different states. Post completion of large size and certain marquee projects, our team at present is beaming with the confidence to handle projects and execute them with the effective planning across the country. In our journey of 15 years, we have over time made our mark and are recognized for delivering quality projects and our planning systems as well regarded in the marketplace, which is helping us complete projects adhering to the project timelines. We endeavor to gradually move up the value chain and increase the projects of higher ticket size gradually over a period of time. Our bid book now is spread across the projects in the states of Madhya Pradesh, Orissa, Delhi, UP, etc. The 2024 budget unfolds a visionary roadmap for Viksit Bharat with 11 lakh crores towards infrastructure allocation consisting of 3.4% of GDP. We look forward to participating in India's growth story by playing a positive role in the development process. We are confident on the fundamentals of the Indian economy and expect them to remain solid with focus on growth development across the states of the country. With this, I conclude my remarks and now I would like to hand over the call to Ms. Hetal Patel to take us through the financial in detail.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. The financial performance during the quarter ended on 31st December 23 is as below. Quarter 3 FY24 versus Quarter 3 FY23. Revenue from operations for the quarter is rupees 697 crore versus rupees 497 crore, which is increased by 40% on year-on-year basis. EBITDA for the quarter is at rupees 71 crore versus rupees 62 crore, which is higher by 16% on YoY basis. EBITDA margin is at 10.25 versus 12.39%. Net profit for the quarter is at rupees 33 crore versus rupees 35 crore, reduced by 8% on year-on-year basis. PAT margin is 4.63 versus 7.01. The revenue generated from 7 UP projects put together was 250 crore during quarter 3 FY24. Cumulative revenue till December 31st, 23 is 1,429 crore. The other expenses increased from 5.2 crore in quarter 2 to 8.51 crore in quarter 3, which mainly includes ECL provision on trade receivable to the extent of 3 crore. Employee cost increased from 29.56 crore in quarter 2 to 33.75 crore in quarter 3, mainly due to appraisals processed during the quarter. The increase in finance cost from 12 crore in quarter 2 to 15 crore in quarter 3 is mainly on account of increase in short-term borrowings and bill discounting facilities used during the quarter. The increase in depreciation from 14 crore in quarter 2 to 18 crore in quarter 3 is on account of significant additions in fixed assets to the extent of 34 crore during the quarter. During the period of 9 months, company has incurred capex of 142 crore, out of which 74 crore is for precast facility. Would like to mention few of the important balance sheet numbers as on December 23. December 31st, 2023. Long-term borrowing 75 crore, including short-term maturities of 50 crore. Short-term borrowing 403 crore, excluding short-term maturities of 50 crore. Gross block of assets 543 crore. Net block 325 crore. Additions during the quarter is 34 crore. Net unbilled revenue 409 crore. Retention non-current 58 crore. Retention current 101 crore. Mobilization advance 221 crore. Inventories 269 crore, which comprises of 122 crore of construction material, 123 crore of work in progress, and 24 crore of finished goods. Working capital days are as follows. Debtor days are 63, creditor days 60, inventory days are 35, and total net working capital days are 38. Out of the total sanctioned credit facilities of 1,497 crores, company utilized 1,030 crores and 467 crores are available for further utilization. Fund-based utilization is 245 crore and non-fund-based utilization is 785 crore. As on December 31st, 2023, the company has total fixed deposit of 257 crores, out of which lien-free deposits are of 47 crores and FDs with lien are 207 crores with bank for credit facilities. Work on hand as on 31st December is 4,443 crores and detailed bifurcation is available in our uploaded presentation. That concludes the updates on financials and we are now open for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Tushar from Kamayaka Wealth Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand the receivable from the diamond ores and what is the update on that?
Hello.
Hello.
Receivable which are booked at the on the account, it is, I think 65 crore is on the account of the bill, 40 crore is on the account of work in progress, and 42 crore is on the account of retention.
Hello. Yeah, I'll repeat. It's 46 crore on receivables, 53 crore on unbilled, and 42 crore as retention. So that is the outstanding as we have already mentioned in the notes.
Okay. And there was some, like getting on the same, what's the update on that?
See, update we have already discussed in my initial call, wherein we have stated that the matter is in the court and presently we have initiated only section 9. So wherein just to safeguard our money before when we go to the arbitration. So the first hearing has already happened on 7th and second hearing from our side is on 12th. So probably by end of February, the section 9 matter should get completed and we should be in a position to get some order from the court safeguarding our money.
Fair enough, sir. Sir, I could see getting a good orders. Just wanted to understand your growth and cost, like for next 2 years, how do you see your top line growing? And also the order book, sir.
See, order book, as I already said, that the present order book we are this year, which we envisaged was about in the range of 3,000 crore. I think we are still in the line that we will be able to achieve that 3,000 crore order book. And next year also, when we think about the projection revenue of about 3,000 crore, then the order book increase should be in the range of 3,500 crore. I think we both the things are which we have been doing till now, and we are confident that next year also we'll be able to do the same.
And sir, what sort of margin you are putting on that?
The margin, as I always say, it should be in the range of 11% and 12%, and we try to maintain that as far as possible, as we maintain our tender bidding criteria, and we'll be trying to remain in the same range.
Sir, I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Amit Khetan from Liberanium Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. So a couple of questions. First, just wanted to get a better sense of institutionalization in the company. In that context, would it be possible to share, how many employees in the company beyond the promoter family get a remuneration of say more than 50 lakhs?
I think I have to come back to you, but at least I think it should be more than 10 to 15 people.
Okay, more than 10 to 15 people.
10. 10. Maybe not the maximum 10 people, yeah. Yeah, it must be in the range of 10 people, yeah.
Got it. And secondly, over the last two to three years, the promoter shareholding has come down significantly from 74% to 66%. What is the reason for this, and how should we look at the promoter shareholding going forward?
So this reduction has been done past and before March, and I think after that also in the first quarter and the second quarter we already said that it won't go beyond this level, as that was some requirement from my personal side wherein we have done that. Originally it was 72, then we increased our share to 274, and literally, by selling some few of the shares, it has now been to 66.2. So probably this will remain the same as far as next 1 year is concerned.
Got it. So the reason was for some personal requirement.
Yeah, it was a personal requirement.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I have two questions. First, in terms of margin, in this quarter we have seen a little bit of dip. So I know on quarterly basis things do move up and down. But is there any particular project that we have executed or started that has led to this, or how exactly you see this going ahead?
Actually, it is not related to any one project, but yes, we can say that there has been some more expense at the UP side, because it is at the verge of completion also, and as we were moving a little bit fast to complete it by December on major projects, and by March all the projects, there were some few expenses made because the labor which we were managing mostly on department labor. So I think 4 or 5 crores must have gone there in terms of speeding up the project.
Okay. So as you're saying that probably we are on a verge of conclusion by March, so probably March quarter we could have a similar sort of thing. That would be fair understanding?
Well, pardon me?
So no, you said we are on the verge of completing those projects in UP, which is this margin. So which means in the quarter four, we can expect a similar sort of margin that what we have done in the December quarter?
So that depends, again, because as I said, that we try to maintain at 11% and 12% by, but now the project work which is left is about in the range of 60 to 63 crore. So probably there won't be any much impact, but the work which we did in the last quarter was the highest, that is 250 crore. So that was the reason that there was some more expenses than on the labor side.
Okay. Sure. And then second is on the equity raising plan that we have put it in the BSE. So if I look at in terms of our limits and then borrowings, everything is probably quite benign and there's a lot of buffer. What is the reason of board taking an approval for the equity raising?
See, it is an enabling process which we have initiated, so it will be decided later on, because it is more majorly required in terms of growth capital, but present requirement of enabling up to 300 crore, that's what we have thought of. No fixed idea of what exact amount we have, we may go ahead. And as we have been facing this working capital issue in the company since March 2022, so it's not that we are very much inclined towards going clearly, but just it's an enabling process which we have done. If we get a better opportunity, we will go ahead.
Okay. So if I can just get the number again, sir, what is the, I think madam did mention, I think missed, what's the gross debt as on date?
Yeah, actually, as of December, long-term borrowing is 75 crore and short-term borrowing is 403 crore.
Okay.
Which includes, and then, yeah, which includes fund-based facility utilization also, that is around 60 crore. FDOD facility utilization is 60 crore.
Okay. And based on the current, probably like, you know, the bandwidth that we have, what is the incremental debt that we can raise? And then probably we can go for equity raising. Anything that you can provide a color?
Incremental debt in terms of short-term debts you are talking about?
Yes. I think that working
capital. We have around 30 crores of free limit, so that we will be utilizing from consumption limit. But we will not be going for further debt increase.
Okay. Yeah, that's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Just to get a further clarity, so in 9 months we have done a 50% revenue growth. So in the fourth quarter, how much are we planning? So for the full year, how much growth are we looking at? So last time we said 2,600 crore revenue for this year, FY24. So now how we are seeing that?
I think, sir, last time also I said between 2,500 and 2,600 crore. So we'll be in the range of 2,500 plus.
Okay, and for next year, we are, you said the 3,000 crore revenue that we are looking at for FY25.
Right, right.
Okay, okay. And in terms of the margins, previously we used to say 11 to 13%, but now it seems that we have reduced this range to 11 to 12%. So are we seeing that going forward our margin will not be... there is no scope for it moving up?
See, it's an impact of 1% or 1.5% plus or minus. On the conservative side, I usually say 11 and 12, and your people always say 11 and 13. That's the only difference. And as I always say, it is very difficult for contracting firm when we are working more on an EPC project to envisage the exact margin what we will have, because there are so many uncertainties in an EPC project. Sometimes you get a benefit of 1.5%, or sometimes you get a loss of 1.5%, because you are not able to initiate the whole project within 20-25 days of bidding. So this is plus or minus both sides.
Okay. So for fourth quarter, the way this quarter we had a lower EBITDA margin of 10.3%. So it should come back to the normal level of that's for 11 months also, 9 months also if you look at 9. 11.5, 11.6%. So that range will come back again in the fourth quarter.
See, I cannot assure you, but yes, the major projects which was hit this quarter was because of UP, and now the UP projects are getting completed. Only 65, 66 plus crore work is left out. I think we should be in a position to come back to our original margins, what we have been expecting.
Okay, and just to get a clarity, equity raising and the debt combined to put together, so this 300 crore is just a enabling resolution that we are taking, and if we get an opportunity, we will try to raise, but as such, we are not needing this capital right now on the urgent basis.
Yeah, it is not an urgent basis, but as I already said, that if it is required for the growth capital from here on, the orders which we are announcing is 3,000, and most of the orders, if you remember, are getting converted, L1 are getting converted to order in third quarter and maybe in the last quarter. So probably all these projects will require margins, bank guarantees, which will require margin also. So probably this is an enabling process which we have initiated. We'll think of it as urgent when needed.
Okay, but sir, so how much is I think still we have a scope on the non-fund based limit scope is there. So even if this 928 crore L1 is there, even if it gets converted, do we need the extra equity to get the bank guarantees?
Yeah, basically what I am saying is the order book, if you see the 900 crore, we have already declared 650 crore and further two orders are going to be getting, which we will be receiving in few days. So probably adding on this 1500 to 1600 crore from here on, that will also require a bank guarantee of 350 to 400 crore, which will require a margin of minimum 20% if we say, then also 80 to 100 crore. 1500 into 20, so 300 crore.
Oh, okay. And just a clarification in terms of the L1 order 928 crore. So does this only include Science City 297 crore and Gati Shakti Vadodara order of 631? There was a one dairy plant Rajkot project of 441 crore. So is it also not part of L1 or got converted?
No, it is not now part of L1 because we have deducted that from our L1 order as that project is cancelled because of the budget. Dairy was expecting an order of the prices to come in the range of 400 to 450, but both the bids has gone beyond 500 crore, which was not their budget. So now they are revising the whole budget and reducing the scope of work, and they will come up with a tender of 350 to 400 crore again by end of March or maybe in first week of April.
Okay, and so now in terms of the bid pipeline, so what's the bid pipeline and particularly couple of projects from there and the Delhi railway station 4800 crore project, so what's the status there?
I think it is already there in the news that 4,800 crore Delhi railway station tender has been cancelled. But still we have an order bid pipeline of about 6,000 crore, which I would give you in detail. Residential building in Delhi is about 1,000 crore. Commercial building in Delhi, NCR, is about 1,000 crore. There is one mall in Surat, which is about 200 crore. Commercial building in GIFT City, which we are building, is 400 crore. Airport at Varanasi, which we already bid, is 1,000 crore. And industrial project at Sanand is 350 crore. And commercial building at GIFT City is 150 crore. And then there are few tenders which have just come within this last week. About 5 to 6 projects in UP of court building, which is in the range of 2,000 crore. So this totals to 6,000 crore. So presently we can say that the bid pipeline is in the range of 6,000 crore, excluding that Delhi.
Okay, got it. And sir, if let's say this STB, as you are saying, correct me if I am wrong, that we have put a claim of 539 odd crore, that's what you mentioned, I think, in your remarks. Broadly, we are expecting by end of this February the outcome. And if, let's say, we settle in middle of this 300-400 crore also, if we receive this and plus the whatever we were supposed to get 141 crore, then do we think that we need to go for an equity raising?
See, first and the foremost thing, Sravan, you should understand that we are not getting the cash money out of this hearing of Section 9. Section 9 allows the provision of protecting my money. It is not that they will be paying me that money. So when there is a private organization, you have to protect before go to the court. Because in private organizations, when the project is over and there is no one in the association who can bear this money, or the association may not have that much money at the last later stage, then the you get an award of an arbitration. So by law, before going to arbitration in private organization, you have to file in Section 9, whereby they can protect your, in the, supposing we have made a claim of 530 crore, how can they after understanding the claims, if they find some truthness in the claim, they will protect our money by, in a way of bank guarantee, to replace by the client, or maybe in terms of putting a lien on the sales part of the offices which are yet to be sold. Such types of provisions they make, or they can create an escrow account also, wherein this money which is coming as a part of revenue in that organization is put in escrow. So such types of provisions are there in Section 9. Otherwise, if we, after hearing of Section 9, if they come to a conciliation at the personal level, and if there is a result before going to arbitration, and we get something out of this in the range of 300-350 crore, I think then we will always think that whether we want to go for QIP or not. But probably let us wait for one and a half months.
Okay, got it, got it. And the current debt level, which is going up, so 478 crore combined short term and long term. So how do we see this for this year and for next year, considering if we are reaching a 3,000 crore revenue next year? So how one can look at this debt and at the same time the finance cost, which is going up quarter on quarter. So how one can look at this thing?
See, actually, if you clearly see the overall from March 22, this has started. The basic money which we got stuck up is majorly because of Saraswara Diamond Boards, and laterally still the projects of UP. Still, we have some money received from UP projects also. So probably this is majorly because of the money getting stuck up in these large projects. That's the issue related to that. Even if that both the monies are in place, I think there won't be any much requirement of debt going up from here. So that's the way that we are. At least if we can get 300 crore out of Surat within this 1 month before March, and then I think the debt level will come to less than a normal.
Okay, but if we don't get, then this 400 to 500 crore is a normal level that.
Yeah, that was the reason for enabling this QIB. So that was the further option of going. If this case goes on for arbitration for further 1 year, then we need some money to ease out our process and getting the working capital smoothness. So that is the reason, and reducing our interest cost. That was the reason to enable this QIB.
Okay, got it. And last, Hetal ma'am, the unbilled revenue is how much, and the capex for the full year is how much? So 9 month number we have for the full year, how much we are looking at?
Yeah, I have already mentioned this amount in my speech, but I'll repeat it. Unbilled revenue is, net unbilled revenue is 409 crores, right? And the capex we have incurred during the 9 months is 142 crores.
Yeah, so for fourth quarter, how much more are we looking to do capex?
Okay, see, that depends on the initiation of the project, and we may require around 2 to 3% of additional capex for new projects.
So basically, we are in the process of starting two or three large projects. One is this Gati Shakti Initiative, 630 crore, 450 crore, 400 crore plus crore of river fund, and 400 plus crore of the Dharoi dam. I think all these three, the two projects of Dharoi and Sabarmati River Fund, that will not require much of the capex. But yes, at the site of Gati Shakti University, we may require, but probably that will be also in the initial stage of foundation doing diaphragm wall and excavation and going to the basement. So I don't see much investment on the capex for this last quarter.
Okay, got it. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, PS sir. Congratulations on a decent number. My question is, why is Surat Diamond Boards withholding the money payment? Why are they not paying you? So what is the issue? What are they telling you on this?
Sorry, can you please repeat your voice?
Your voice is very low, Parikshit.
So I'm saying, why is that SDB not paying you money? What is the contention? Why is it blocking or withholding the money?
Are you talking about SDB?
Yeah.
See, there are the best way to understand is we have completed the project in March 22 and we got virtual completion in June 22. So probably till that time the overall the scenario was good. They completed and they have certified and approved some of the bills which we have already claimed in our books also. So when they saw the claim in detail, and by going through some of the legal process, they must have understood that they are not eligible to pay such a large claim. Then they started putting on hold the existing money so that we come to a conclusion very easily with them, so that because my 150 crore will be on hold, so they are trying to push me in a way that I come to compromise easily for the 500 crore claim. That must be the reason. Otherwise, there is no point, because in our claims also, we are very clear, and it has been approved, and only the certification is not done about 150 crore. Rest, everything is on claim side. That is a dispute, that they can always say that that is a dispute which can go to arbitration. But again, there is a clause of price escalation after force majeure. So they understand that our point of view is very clear. But since they have initiated to fight, now they are understanding day by day on the hearing side. When the hearing are going on in Sessions Court, they are able to understand that we are not able to face, because we are very clear on our terms and condition of the contract.
Okay. And on the UP projects, so here in SP, we have 141 crore, which we have to receive and we have claims. So what about the UP projects? Like, how much is the pending, which is withheld there?
It's 129 crore, and which is in the process only. It's not something which has been handled.
We have received that amount in January month. The December outstanding trade receivable, 129 crore, that so December invoices has been paid in January and February initial quarter.
But you have in this, okay, so in this full, against the full year of revenues, you have executed around 129 crore is pending, you're saying?
Yeah, right. As on December.
Okay. Okay, sir. And the last thing, sir, you said that because of UP projects now getting over, about 60-65 crore is left. So once that is done, you will come back to your historical margins, I mean, which I think you're guiding in the range of 11%-12%, right? Is the understanding right, that from first quarter of next year, you should be back to 11%-12% EBITDA margin?
Yeah, we should expect that.
Okay. Okay, sir. Okay, sir, thank you, and wish you the best. Those were my questions. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Adnan from Bastion Research. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, first one was on debt. So I think couple of quarters back, in the conference call, we, you know, discussed that, once the UP project gets over, there will be, you know, a substantial reduction which will take place as far as debt is concerned. Now that the UP project is on the verge of getting completed, can we expect a 150 crore respite in debt in the coming two quarters? Is that a fair understanding to, you know, go forward with?
See, debt level you are talking about, right?
Right.
Yeah. So as sir has already mentioned in reply for your question, see, this debt level increase is mainly due to the amount step up with SPV and the routine in UP bills are being paid in around 1.5 months or so. So though that type of working capital is required in couple of till the UP projects are over and SPV matter is sorted out.
Yes, that's what I'm asking. So once the UP project is over, can we see a substantial reduction in debt, debt taking place? Maybe in the next couple of quarters, if that's going to be get over.
Yeah, of course, we can expect that.
Right. Right. That's helpful. So second one was on the Surat Diamond Bourse only. So, sir, there are two amounts. One is this 140 crore amount, and one is this around 500 crore, is some other demand. So can you just help me understand, what is this 140 crore pertaining to, and what is, the 500 crore pertaining to? I am little confused there.
Total, it is 532, which includes this 140.
Okay.
So 140, which is already booked in the books, and the rest of the things which are disputed claims, which is a part of this 532.
Understood, sir. Understood. That's it from my side. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devang Patel from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Firstly, you mentioned in the bid pipeline, a few thousand crore projects, some in Delhi, including the airport project. So on these thousand crore projects, are we bidding on our own, 100%?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. all the projects we have, which is all the larger size, we are qualifying and we are building up our own. There is no JV in that.
Okay, and the airport project also we will be qualifying on our own?
Yeah, of course we are qualifying, so we are bidding.
Okay. Sir, and secondly on this Surat Diamond Boards, could you give some timeline on how things are progressing? At one point you mentioned by March we might be getting some amount back.
No, no, it is not like that. Not like that. See, there are two things going on. One is the Section 9, which is related to safeguarding our money when we go to arbitration. So even if the Section 9 is to be concluded before 5th of March as per the court's understanding, so before March, before 5th of March, they have to give us a decision that how much money they are pushing the client to withheld, or they ask the client to put a bank guarantee. So once they understand about this 532 crore claim, they may ask Surat Diamond Boards to put 100 crore, 200 crore, maximum 300 crore. That will be in form of bank guarantee or a lien to a property which is not sold. So that's first part. Second part is after hearing this hearing, the client may consider that the, when the facts are little bit true, if they come to conciliation part, then the whole story can be concluded, and if we are ready to accept, if they are ready to accept and we are ready to negotiate, then that can end up in March. But if these things does not happen on the conciliation part, we will have to go to arbitration, and that arbitration process is going to take minimum 1 year.
Understood, sir. Sir, and secondly on the debt reduction, earlier I think last call we were looking at 300 crore, debt coming down to 300 crore by March. How does it look now with what has happened in the last quarter?
Yeah, I have already mentioned the debt level is around 400 crore. Short-term debt I am talking about.
Okay, are we expecting some reduction by the end in the next quarter? Because you said 129 crores has come.
Yeah, see, it depends on the movement of money receivable from UP projects. So if the cycle goes fast, then we'll be utilizing less debt compared to this quarter.
Okay. Sir, and lastly, because the UP project will get completed and I think you indicated earlier in the closing stages, we will book higher margins. Is that still possible that the UP project getting over, we will have higher margins from that project booked?
No, no, it's not about higher margin. It will be in the range of what we are focusing on, or we have been understanding from the bid, tender bidding which we do. So we should be in the range of 11 and 12 or maybe 11 and 30, what you people always say. So in my view, it will be in the range of 11 and 12.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Shah from RBSA Investment Managers. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, sir. So there is this Lulum Mall is going to come up in Ahmedabad with a project cost of around 4,000 crores. So sir, are we bidding for that, or is the bidding completed, sir? Any status around this project?
You are talking about the sports complex?
Lulu Mall project, sir. India's largest mall project.
Oh, Lulu Mall. Okay, okay. No, no. Yeah, there is a project, but it's not. It cannot be of a size of 4,000 crore. But that can be a rumor. But yes, there will be a process wherein we will participate. But as of now, nothing has come from the client side. We have not heard about the tender yet now. But yes, the Lulu Mall is announced and the place is already defined. So probably that that may come in the later stage. After March.
After March. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, that will be around 30-40% of the total cost that we may be able to bid for.
Pardon me?
No, so what is the total size of the project that we may be able to bid for? Or the total project?
So I think that's the 4,000 crore may be the total investment which many more people have announced. So that includes land and then total fit outs and everything. So probably the size of the project should be in the range of 500 to 1,000 as far as civil part is concerned.
Okay. And so regarding this SDB, is there anything, have you provisioned so far, or the everything is just currently standing in the books? In terms of reversal of debtors or anything, has it any entry been done in the books so far?
No, it is standing in the book. There is no provision. We have already mentioned in our notes that we are hopeful of recovering this amount.
Okay. And sir, mentioned that post-March, there will be, you know, the things may, you know, go forward, whether an arbitration or conciliation. And if you choose to go for arbitration, then things can stand, go for 1 year also.
Yes.
So what stand will we take? Well, will we be interested more in settling the matter, or will we be keen to, you know, delay the matter and wait for 1 year for the money to be received?
That depends, because see, it is more about the disputes what we have raised and what are the disputes which can be negotiated. So that depends on client's intention, then only we can say. If the client is concerned and say that let us negotiate at 50 crore, we are not ready. So it depends on what type of conciliation client would like to do, and what are the strong claims which are positive as per the terms and conditions in the contract. So we will stick to that. But probably we are inclined towards conciliation, but not at the sake of any money.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Ethel ma'am, what's the total debtors as on December and trade payable?
Yeah, as on December, the debtors are 481 crores and trade payables are 462 crores.
462 crores. And inventory you mentioned 269 crores.
Yeah, right.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, what is our precast revenue in the first 9 months?
See, exactly, we have a figure which is related to precast because it is on the both levels. Some of the orders are from a different client, and some of the orders we execute from our existing orders which are related to civil work. So exact revenue we cannot declare as of now, or we are not getting the right figure for exact revenue generated from precast till now. But overall, we were expecting that this year we should be able to generate a revenue of about 180 crore from the total facility after the end of the year.
So ballpark, what margins are we expecting for the whole year from precast?
At the initial stage, we were just trying to push it in the market and make the people understand. Now, if you have heard some of the figures, lastly, we were able to do 12 lakhs square feet of warehousing facility in this last 12 months. We have done so many compound works, which was also at the speed of 1 km/month. So things are now getting materialized, and now people are accepting this technology. So on a longer run, we'll be trying to stick to our margins of 11% and 12%. And on the later stage, again, when this technology is universally accepted and there is a shortfall and people requiring to work to be completed before time or on time, they will be paying us more, so at that time we can increase our margin from 12% to 3% or 4% higher.
So currently we are EBITDA positive, right, on the pre-cost?
Yeah, presently we are at EBITDA positive, but not to that level what we are saying at 11%.
Okay. And sir, out of the 142 crore capex we have done in the first 9 months, what has been done for pre-cost?
74 crore.
And I missed the number for capex on fourth quarter.
That is for 34 crores.
Okay, and next year, what are we expecting in terms of capex?
Again, every year, if you see our total figures, it is in the range of 3% to 4% of the total revenue. So if we are considering next year as 3,000 crore, it will be in the range of the same 100 to 100 plus.
Okay, and that and it includes anything on precast for FY25?
Precast, again, now presently we have full-fledged facility of doing the work for infrastructure and for the buildings. So as of now, we are not seeing any possibilities to invest. But if there is a large order in terms of infrastructure, which bolts we are not having, so we may go for such type of order if the order is large. But as of now, we are not seeing any large capex to come in precast.
And lastly, what is the capacity utilization of precast plant currently, and what is the exact capacity?
Presently, we can say, as I said, that we did 10 lakh square feet of warehousing facility in a year. So our total plant capacity is about 30 lakh square feet per year. So presently, our utilization is in the range of 40 to 50%.
So at maybe 80% utilization, we can clock 11-12% margins.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Srimal from Axis Securities Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, my question has been answered. Thanks.
The next question is from the line of Dinesh Kulkarni from RDST. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So just one question. Like, we see most of our projects are being executed in Gujarat and largely in U.P. I just want to understand what's our thought process. Why are you not looking at other states which are coming up, or even Maharashtra for that matter? Like, are they not good enough projects?
It is not about the region which we are not quoting, or it is not about the region which we are keen to quote. It is more about the opportunity and type of project we need. So presently, what order book which I have said that we are going to do it for Delhi, we are going to do it for again UP, and there are a few projects which we are going to work bid for Odisha also. So it depends on the type of project and the size of the project and the qualification criteria of the project. We always think about the state of the project.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Thanks for that.
I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shravan Shah.
I thank management for giving us the opportunity to host the call, and thank you all the participants. P.S. sir, do you have any closing comments?
Yeah, I'll close my statement. Thank you, Shravan, for organizing this call. So on behalf of the management of PSP Projects, thank you for joining us on the earnings call today. Thank you for your support and trust in us. We hope that we have been able to address most of your queries. In case of further queries, you may reach out to our investor relations advisor, Ernst & Young, and they will connect with you offline. Thank you, Shravan Shah, Dolat Capital, for hosting our call. Thank you, all of you, and God bless.
Thank you.
On behalf of Dolat Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.